sport on RTE Radio 1 with the new Sportage plug-in hybrid, now at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
Sports News Now with Des Cahill and that interview.
Yeah, Davy Fitzgerald has been confirmed as the new Waterford senior hurling manager, returning to the role he served previously back between 2008 and 2011. Now, in that spell, he led Waterford to four successive All-Ireland semi-finals and to their last Munster final success back in 2010. He's been signed up for 2 years. No selectors or backroom team named yet. Well, in the last few minutes, Davy has been speaking to Morning Ireland, and we first discussed that it's only a week since he was involved with Cork in the All-Ireland Camogie final, a team he really enjoyed working with.
The girls, I suppose they don't get the recognition they deserve. They absolutely work so hard, and like, in fairness to them, like, they probably don't get as much near as much as the lads get, but they work extremely hard, and I have to say I really enjoy the year, and they give me everything. Like, I suppose with any team, Des, like, will you keep 34 or 5 players happy? Probably not, but all you can do is go in there and do your best. That's the thing about management, but I certainly enjoyed my time in Cork anyhow.
And did you expect to be back involved in hurling so soon?
Never say never. Like, I was lucky to have been involved between playing and managing for over 30 years. And last year was a bit strange, I suppose, not being involved with any fella's team as such at a high level. And I got to work with RTE on the Sunday game and that, which was different. And it was nice to have that change and see things from a different light.
But now you're back involved. How did it come about, the Waterford appointment?
Yeah, so, listen, there was a committee put together in Waterford, and we got together and had a chat there, so we did, a number of days ago. And I have to say, I couldn't believe how thorough they were and how much, like, it was a few hours of a meeting, and my God, they went into every detail, like, and it was actually exciting to be inside her, because I love people asking you questions and that seem to know. They're like, they were really good hurling questions, and from both sides, I suppose, our ambition was pretty much the same. And it was a few hours of meeting that excited me, to tell you the truth.
Because people would say, Davy, there's great potential in Waterford, and yet we were just chatting before this, their championship record isn't great in recent years.
I suppose Munster-wise it isn't great, you know. But they're a really good bunch, Des. Like, you seen them in the league last year. And in fairness, Liam Cahill did a really good job of them over the last few years, as did the previous managers. Their Munster championship record, I'd like to be better, but they're a really good... I would be excited about working with a bunch like this. I think they're very enthusiastic. Like, the last time I went into Waterford, I probably got to work with some of the greatest players Waterford ever had. And the only thing for me was a few of them were coming to the end of their career, you know.
And you still have to get your backroom team together, Davy.
Yeah, we haven't even thought about a backroom team or looked at it yet. The initial chat and with the county committee and then the county board, like, I kind of just want to take my time a small bit, and I want to make sure that there's a nice bit of Waterford involvement as well in it. And like, the Daisha fans are very passionate, like, and they love their team, and they love their hurling down there, and I just want to take my time and get the best possible backroom team I can together. It's a big task ahead of us, and I want to do everything possible to try and get it as right as I possibly can.
Is there a Munster title in them?
Listen, Des, I think you've seen there's a lot of change in different counties managerial wise. It's very competitive out there. Like, Limerick have set the bar. Like, you've seen Clare perform last year. Cork have new management. Liam has gone back into Tip. Munster will be pretty crazy next year, so it'll, like, it's going to be tough, so it is. We know that, but do you know what? That's what you want. They're the battles you want, and I'd like to think in Waterford that we'll stand up toe-to-toe and give it a good shot with anyone, but I have to go in and just assess a few different things, but I'm really, really excited about the challenge. And you know what? I started my inter-county management career down there, and we didn't do too bad, and I'm looking forward to going back there and having a right cut at it again.
You'll have a right cut at it. That's Dave Fitzgerald, the new Waterford manager. It'll add to the excitement for next summer. Now, there's a strong speculation that Liam Sheedy and Eamon O'Shea are to take charge of the Offaly hurlers. They previously led Tipperary to All-Ireland success, of course, and staying in Offaly, Kerryman Liam Kearns has been ratified as the new county senior football manager there. In boxing, have you been hearing on the programme, the IABA's chairperson, Kieran Kirwan, and CEO Fergal Cruth have resigned following the rejection by delegates of the proposals on good corporate governance at the IABA's EGM. There was huge disappointment for both Sligo and St. Pat's as they exited the Europa Conference League last night. St. Pat's beaten 2-0 at home by CSKA Sofia. Despite creating a host of excellent scoring chances, a late penalty knocked them out 2-1 on aggregate. Here's their manager, Tim Clancy.
Yeah, I think we've had probably more clear-cut chances. Adam O'Reilly's had a brilliant one in the first half where he's got slipped in and the keeper's out on the edge of the box and he makes a good save. Doyler's had a great header at the front post. He's got nicked across and I think it's just skimmed the back post. And then we had that one with Serge put through and the keeper makes a save and Adam follows up and just mishits it. So it's just at this level of European competition, they're the chance we have to take.
Indeed, it just wasn't to be. Sligo Rovers atoned for their 5-1 defeat in Norway. They beat Viking 1-0 at the Showgrounds. Will Fitzgerald scored the only goal. They also missed a penalty there. The Irish show jumping team has qualified for today's World Championship final in Denmark. The top five nations today qualify for the Paris Olympics. And the European Championships in 9 different sports are underway in Munich. Perfect start in rowing for the Olympic champions Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy were very impressive winners yesterday. There's a full roundup of the results from there on the RTE website. In golf at the St. Jude Championship, Siwoo Kim of Korea and JJ Spawn of America lead on 8 under par. Shane Lowry is 2 under, Rory McIlroy level par, Seamus Power is 1 over. And Leona Maguire is 1 off the lead going into round 2 of the Handa World Invitational in County Antrim. She's on 5 under par, 1 behind the American Amanda Doherty. The Irish cricket team beat Afghanistan to take a 2-0 lead in the T20 series. Boundless Ocean booked an Irish champion stakes spot, having impressed, making all in the Desmond Stakes at Leopardstown last night. And this evening's racing is at Cork and Tramore.